So we saw yesterday the first group of the Arayas, the first nine group Arayas. Bitoy bas bitoy bas noy bas ishtoy bas lo bas bito chamoisoy vem chamoisoy vem chom. The Mishnah is mamshich. Achoisoy meikoy. Ve'achois imoy. Two more Arayas that patter themselves and patter themselves. Then the Mishnah has Achis Mishnoi. So all these three Arayas, more we'll say later why the water, why they came inside in the middle. So that's when we had the first nine Arayas that are Bitoy, Bas Noi. Or Bas Ishtoi, Bas Bito, Bas Bito, Bas No. Other Chamoisim, Chamoisim, Chomim. Then we have three Arayas that it's Achoisim, Imoi, and Achoisimoi, his mother's sister, and Achis Ishtoi. Then Rashi, then the Gemara has two more Arayas. These are the Arayas that we will learn today. Veishes Ochiv Me'imoy. The wife of his brother, a brother Minayim. Veishes Ochiv Shaloi Hoyo Be'olomoy. Ve'kalosoy. These are the last three Arayas that the Mishnah brings down. Yeah, the first nine, another three, it's 12, and now there's three more. These are the 15 noshim shepoiter es tzoroseim v'tzoros tzoroseim en achalitzu min ha'imu. Lama zen derash? Ve'eshes ochiv mi'imoy shemeis v'neso ochiv me'am shehoiso nochis etzlo. He does not have a problem to marry her because by him it's a nochis. ומייס בלויבונים ונופר לפני יום זה לאיבו מסור עולה. Why? לפי שהויסו ישס אוכיב מאימו התחילו. ואסור עולה לא מיס. תכסיב ארווס אישס אוכיחו ודרשים לברק הבא על יבים דוי. אחיחו בי מן האב ובי מן האב. So we have our eyes. Before we had my daughter is married to my brother. My granddaughter is married to my brother. My mother-in-law is married to my brother, and now we have Eishes Ach Minayim that is married to the brother. Eishes Ochiv Me'imoy. How she's married to the brother Minayim. Zot Rashi Shemeis Ochiv Minayim. The Ach Minayim dies, and she remarries Ach Minayim, and he dies. So I can't do Yibum. Why I can't do Yibum? Because she's a Erve. I can't do Yibum because she's a Erve. אז לא גרשי. לפי שראיסו יש אוכיב מאימו התחילו, ואסור אלו יאילום. So it's a דיוק עם רש. כמו שראי כסי דבר את השם תנאי מורד, you will go into the mamaki מביבומס. It's a אורי אל רש. And I'm asking that in the beginning it's only a small אורי. But it's a אורי. Look in רשי good. If someone will ask you why you can't do Yibum, so Rashi says, this lady is a erve. She's a chois isho. She's a chois. I'm sorry, she's eishes ochiv me'imoy. She's married to my brother. So she's a erve. I can't do yibum. I can't do yibum. This is the list of the ladies that I can't do yibum. Rashi adds a line. V'novro lifnei yomam zeh le'yibum asur lo lefi sheishes eishes ochiv me'imoy tchilo. And she's also forever. Why Rashi needs to add this? Why Rashi needs to add that I can do Yibum because she was my sister-in-law Minayim, and she's also forever. Even now that she married the Ach Minayim, she's also. Why does she has to add this? That I can't do Yibum. Why I can't do Yibum? Because she's a Sur Eloi Eilomis. So the Balibatishkeit Pshat in Rashi is. Rashi came to explain, maybe my brother's wife, Ach Minayim, that is also, is only Kozman, my brother is alive. Even if he divorces her, the Isur is there. But maybe when he dies, the Isur stops. Survive, he died, and now my other brother marry her, maybe the Isur disappeared. And don't wonder that Rashi writes it out. He writes it in Amud Beis and Kalosri. Look at Amud Beis, Rashi Dimu Amaskil with Kalosri, it's in the middle of the Amud. Shemeso Bitoi. Sorry, Shemes Bnoi. How the Kalosri is married to my husband's brother. She's my daughter, no, she was married to my son. My son died. Kalosri Asuroi Le'oilom Ve'afilu Le'acham Misas Bnoi. Even when my son is dead, my daughter-in-law is also to me. So this is what Rashi meant here, the Oilomis, that my brother's wife, even that my brother died, she's also Oilomis, and the Mele, even though my second brother married her, and now he's dead, I cannot do Yibum because I have that Isu. I, the brother is dead, the first Yishisach Minayim is dead, but the Isu stays forever. This is the Baal Batishkai, the way we will learn in Rashi. Now, don't wonder. Pshita, that is the first device of the Gemara later in the Hey brings droshes. Achois Isha, we know when my wife dies, I'm allowed to marry her sister. Only Bechayel. So I would think maybe in Shesach Minayim, it's called Zman, my brother is alive. Oh, but who said when my brother dies, I'm not allowed to marry? When my brother dies, I'm not allowed to marry. So this is what Rashi came to say, that it's also Oilomis. It's Gishmak. Why it's not so Gishmak? So, maybe I explain why Rashi had to say it. I would think that, you know, she's not really a cousin to mine. She was married to my brother. My brother is dead. The Yisur is not there anymore. My daughter stays my daughter, my granddaughter. Even my daughter is dead, my granddaughter is my granddaughter. Yeah? It's his blood. My aunt, even if my mother is dead, my sister is also, because she's my aunt. My father's sister. Even my father is dead. Abel, this really is not a real Isul. She married into my brother. Look, my brother is dead. Maybe it's Wudu. So Rashi is coming to say that it stays Osur Oilomis. This is the Balabatishkai to learn in Rashi. Why it's Shver a little bit? Why Rashi didn't say before the Moshe? Achois Ishtoi, Taka, here's Taka, only if my wife is alive. Rashi doesn't bring a droshe. Rashi just says Vasura lo Elomis, and I'll explain you more why it's a shtickel doichak. But this, the Bible will go with the Balabatishkai, because Be'etzem Rashi could have had a case that she was married to my brother Minayim, and my brother didn't die; he divorced her, and then she married the Ach Minav. So I can't do Yibum. So for understanding the Mishnah, Rashi doesn't have to kill my brother. Okay, so Rashi wants to kill him. He's on the right. But then Rashi has a kasha, so Rashi the Isul says, who asked Rashi? Oh, we're going to give up. We want to start to get into the Inyamim. Who asked Rashi to go off and to try to explain that the Isul stays? And not only that, a Shesach for sure stays after someone dies. The whole Yevamis is my brother's wife. After my brother dies, sometimes I'm allowed to, sometimes I'm not allowed to. The whole Yevamis is based that the Isul is Shesach. Is not relying on my brother's alive or not. So Pung Mishisach Minahim, Rashi has to explain about the vine, we're learning Balabatish. The vine, we're learning Balabatish. Hashem, in the Hemshech Hashir, we'll see the Teirich Merim Nochem takes down. I just wanted to explain why these words, not only that, when you saw in Kalosim, Rashi explained that he said clear, Ve'asuro le'oilom afilu achar misas. So when Rashi wanted to speak it out in Kalosim, it's a clear, clean Rashi. Ve'asuro le'olam afilu achar misas man. Ve'asuro le'olam is, it means even after he's dead. Yeah, but here, Pasha didn't explain it. And Kalosai, his Rashi is so clear. Kalosai, ve'asuro le'olam afilu achar misas man. I understand? Clear, Rashi Amud Beis. Here, ve'asuro le'olam is, he means, even that he's dead, don't think the Isu stopped. I want to tell you that the Isu didn't stop. We could learn like that. It's not Zeir Shvel, but I want that you will live there already. That's the Shem in the Hampshire. We'll go to Amud Beis. So, one arise is Veshes Ochiv Mi'imoi, that my brother died and she married Ach Minahav, I don't do it. Veshes Ochiv Shaloi Hoyo Bo'ilomoi. What is Veshes Ochiv Shaloi Hoyo Bo'ilomoi? We give a claim in Akdome, it's Machlekes Rabbonon Verabshimen. The halacha is ki yesh vo'achim yachtov. I only do yibum to someone that was yachtov ba'olam. But lo yitzir lemoshel, someone dies, and he doesn't have kids, and there's no brothers. And then a brother is born, that brother doesn't do yibum, because he never lived together in the world with his brother that is dead. There's a drosh at the beginning of second parak, parak sheni, ki yeshu achim yachtov she'olim yeshiva achas ba'olim. Now, the Gemara says there's two cases. There's one case, is Reuven and Shimon and Levi are three brothers. Reuven dies, Shimon could do yibum. Shimon dies, Levi could do yibum. But if Reuven dies, and he has a brother Shimon, and then Levi is born. Levi is like, he can't do yibum. Zog the Gemara is two cases. There's one case that Levi was born before Shimon did yibum. So Levi cannot do yibum. Now Shimon dies. Even so, Levi cannot do yibum. This is kuleal. It's another case. Reuven dies. Shimon did yibum, and then Levi was born. Reb Shimon holds hoil v'mitzah beheta. He's allowed to do yibum when Shimon will die. And Rabbanan will hold. Even so, you can't do yibum because you loy hoya bo ilam. So yeah, machlekes Rabbanan v'Reb Shimon. We call it. Beyibem ve'achar kach noilad. Benoilad ve'achar kach yibem. Reuven and Shimon, and then Levi is born, and then Shimon, and Reuven dies. Levi is born, and Shimon does yibum. Lekulam Levi cannot do yibum. Aber beyibem, Reuven dies, Shimon makes yibum, ve'achar kach noilad. Machlekes Rabbanu v'Reb Shimon. Rashi wants our Mishnah to go lefi everyone, so he's maimedit be'noilad ve'achar kach yibem. Lamas at the Rashi. Beishesorim shalai hoya bo ilomim. Kegoin Reuven shemeiz belei bonim. ונוילד לא יח לאחר מיסה ושמו היא לוי ועומד שימן ויימם אשתוי ולא אישו אחר ומייס בלבון עם שימן ונופלו שתיהם לפני לוי שני הפטורות לפי שיש עשרו בן שניסס לשימן אסור ללוי ואונו שקורס עולהו לפי שיש עשר בקורס כשר הרייס שבפרשה נחסים בכולו ככל השייסים מכל הרייס תרו וישראלו וניחסו ובמוקם מצווס ייבום כשמייס בלויבון עם שרי רחמונת ושסורם של הרב בלויבון שמייס קוידם לדוסו אילו ישר אלי נרסים כי ישו אחים יחדו שאיזם ישיב האחס בלויבון והילגר משמייס רובן נסרו עלי וייסו אילו כי יש אסך שיש לו בונים ואפילו אחשו שנופנו לפונו מקרי אחשסו יאוך עם שימן שאויסו בלויבון יסו אלוי בשביל רובן שאם שהיא אסור אולי, כך צורוסו איש השימן, האחר אס אסור אולי, אפילו לקמון על כל הרייס האימדס על הבקורס שנופל לפונו ליבום עם צורסיהם ששתיהם פטורס ועם נוסו, אפילו ששתיהם פטורס עם נסוע לנו שקורש, מאחר שפוטרו הקוסו ומדס בביסו איש הסך שיש לו בו So this is the הלוכב, אני כאן לא עושה את זה לעצמות So this is the הלוכב, איש הסוכים שלו בעילומוי So for sure you can't do yibum. That is the whole perek sheni. Over here the chiddush is that even when Shimon dies and Shimon has two wives, Savai Levi is not allowed to marry the one Shlomoi Lomoi. She's an erva already from Reuven. So now not only that he can't marry her when Shimon dies, she batters the tzor. This is beetzem da aloche and beishesochim Shlomoi Lomoi. So why lemaise? I want to ask you a question. Why Levi can't do Yibum to Eishes Reuven that fell now Mikoyach Shimon? Okay, Reuven dies, right? Reuven dies, Shimon does Yibum. Now Shimon dies, we tell Levi you can't do Yibum because Eishes Reuven is already also to you because he's Shiloh Yoyaboy Lomoy. So you can't marry her. And not only that you can't marry her, you can't even marry the second wife because she partners the tzor. Right? So this is what Rashi comes to explain. And Rashi says, לפי שיש עשרובן שניסו זה שימן אסור ללוי, לפי שיש עשר בקורס כשר הרי שבפרשו, נכסים בכולו ככל אשר יעס מכל הרי ישראל ונכסו, ומוקים ייבום כשמייס בלבון עם שרה, וישתו של הבאי לא מי שמייס קודם לדוסוי, לא עם שרה לב, נכסים כי יש שואח עם יחדו. ואם כך, משמייס רובן אסרו הלוי איסורו אלו, אם מחיים שזה עשו, זה שזה אמין לאיבו כשסך שיש לבונים ואפילו עכשיו שנוף לא לפונו מכוייך נשוי האוכל שימוי שאוי לא בואי לא מה יסור אלוהי Why? בשביל רובן וכשם שהיא אסור, כך צרוסו אסורו. זה אפילו לקבול על כל הארייס. במילא בא לצייר מכוני שסך, במילא את פאטוס לצור. This is what Rashi is coming to explain. And here we have a very stark kasha. And this is בעצם the yesoidus of what we're going to learn. And we'll start כסדר הדבוב. Every time when we have three brothers, Reuven, Shimon, and Levi, Reuven, all of them are by Lomai. Reuven dies, Shimon does Yibum. Shimon dies, Levi could do Yibum for the Ashes Reuven or not? Yes. Mask Menachem or not? Reuven dies, Shimon does Yibum. Shimon dies, Levi could take the wife of Reuven that went to Shimon or not? For sure. Maybe it's not written over, it's all the Mishnahs. The halacha is, if that lady is a tzoras elve, so now Levi can't marry not her, not the tzor. Or if Levi is shaloi hoya boi lomoi, we don't let Levi to take it. But if it's hoya boi lomoi, Levi can take it. Right? If it's not an elve, Levi can take it. Right? This is what we're learning in the Holy Mamas. We're learning Nefilah, we call it, I want to use the Lashonis of Yevamos, Nefilah Shmiya. Eishes Reuven Benefilah Shmiya. Eishes Reuven was Noifel to Shimon and Levi. Shimon made Yibum, now Shimon dies, it's called Nefilah Shmiya. Levi is allowed to take the same wife that was by Reuven, and he's allowed to do Yibum. He's allowed to make the second wife of Shimon what he wants. If Tzoras Elve, the one that Shimon took, and Levi could not marry her, so now Levi also cannot marry her, and it patters the Tzor as well. Or, if it's Shalom HaLabai Lomoi, so Levi cannot marry Eishes Reuven, and not even Eishes Reuven, even the second wife of Shimon he can't take. Although Luya Tzuyah, that's a regular case, Reuven, Shimon, and Levi, Reuven dies, Shimon does Yibum, Shimon dies, Levi does Yibum. And I want to ask you a kasha. And this is the Velz kasha, the beginning to start the sugya. Why Levi is allowed to do Yibum? Ein Echanami has a mitzvah Yibum al Shimon, but where disappeared the Isur of Eishes Ach of Reuven? She's Eishes Ach of Reuven, married to Shimon. Now Shimon is dead. There's a mitzvah Yibum al Eishes Shimon. Aber was mit der Isur Yibum von Eishes Reuven? Eishes Ach, I'm sorry. But Eishes Ach von Reuven. What does it matter to me to do Yibum? First time Shimon made Yibum. The Yibum is done. Eishes Ach of Reuven, Shimon had a heter to do Yibum. Shimon is dead. I'm taking the same lady. By me, she's Eishes Ach twice. Als Reuven is Als Shimon. Als Shimon, I have a mitzvah. Als Reuven, I don't have a mitzvah. What is matter to me to take again this lady? So you could have said, come on, go Keseda. You could have told me this, what you are trying to say, maybe. When Reuven died, that Eishes Ach disappeared. Disappeared. Now she's not Eishes Ach anymore. V'horai, Shimon is allowed to take her. Now when Shimon is dead, there's no more Eishes Ach from Reuven, there's only Eishes Ach from Shimon. But why it's not true? The Gemara says in Daf Lametes, what would it be if Shimon will divorce her and wants to remarry her? Shimon made Yibum. Now he doesn't like her anymore. He wants to divorce her. The Gemara has a tzad, you can't take her back. The Eishes Ach comes back. Mitzvah de ka'ovat ovat. You're right. Not only one bia, he's allowed to stay. Nasik yishtel lechol dovo. But after he divorces her, he can't take her back. He can't take her back. Zog v'gmore. It's a drosha, he could take her back. But we see that the Eishes Ach comes back. If that Eishes Ach disappeared, so what if I divorced her? But she's no more Eishes Ach. She's a regular wife. Every wife you need divorce. It's a mitzvah even to take her back. Mazel gushos. It's not in your koyin. We see in the Gemara now that Be'etzem Yisvore De'ishes Ach comes back. No, boss. There's a posuk that I myself allowed to take her back. aber der Ishesach bepashtes comes back. So b'meila, we will not try to answer that Ishesach disappeared. So we're back to the Veltz Kasha. So I have an Ishesach from Reuven. A regular Yevomis. And all of the Yevomis is Nefila Shmiya. So Raselva be Nefila, this is Tzor Tzorot. And they tell me, if my Shimon married the Tzor Haselva, and now when Shimon dies, I can't marry not the Elva, not the Tzor of the Elva. Although if everything is glad, Ahoy Abay Lomoy, Levi takes the wife of Shimon. That is the Sugya. Reuven Shimon Levi, Reuven dies, Shimon does Yibum, Shimon dies, Levi takes it. This is what we're learning in Yevomis. And the Shaila is what happened to that Ishesach. And to say that the Ishesach disappeared and is not there anymore, we don't want to say that. Maybe it's more nice, although we're not saying that. So, the second answer that we have is a Rashi and Daf Chof Amud Aleph. Rashi says that the heter is Shlishi Mikoyach Sheini Hubo. Shlishi Mikoyach Sheini Hubo. Rashi before the Mishnah in Chof Amud Aleph. Shlishi mikoyach sheini yibum. The words that Be'ez Hashem when we get there is Kiilu, when I do yibum, I go into his shoes. What is muta to him? I'm just becoming him. What is muta to him? My name becomes Shimon. I'm Shimon. And my name is Shimon. So we'll see there that maybe even my daughter, if Shimon is allowed to, why I can't take her? I'm Shimon. We have to understand what is the lomdus of Shlishi Mikoyach Sheini Yubo. But we'll say the Mira Nusach. But if Rashi only felt to say the Daf Chof, it means that till Daf Chof we don't know it. Rashi, Be'ez Hashem, when we learn Daf Chof, week before Purim when we hold here, yeah, with the Sugi of Daf Chof, we'll see that Rashi has a problem in the Sugi there, and is a Kasha, and is a Teretz, and there is the Rashi. It's an Indian culture, what is Shlishi Mikoyach Sheini Yubo? But Rashi, even in this, you have to understand, from that Yudzai is Perek Sheini. Perek Sheini is when Reuven dies, Shimon makes the Yibum, when Shimon dies, Levi takes his wife. And Rashi doesn't explain never that it's working with that Shlishi Mikoyach Sheini Yubo. Rashi will have a Pesakasha and Dafchof, and Rashi will use that longness, I don't know what it is exactly, that I become like Shimon, my name is Shimon, what is Mutter to Shimon is Mutter to me. So we are not going with that mouth. So we're back to the Veltz Kasha. So what is the Heta? So there's one Nusach the Chazanish wanted to say. That when I do Yibum to Shimon, I do also Yibum to Reuven. Shimon had a mitzvah to do Yibum. Right? He took the Eishes HaMeis. When he dies, I kiilu do Yibum now, sigh for Eishes Shimon, and sigh for Eishes Reuven. Now it's like a mod nazach. Because if I take his second wife, I only do Yibum to Shimon's wife. Right? If I take the first, the original one that fell from Reuven, I'm doing a double Yibum. Now, I don't have to. I'm allowed to take those ones. But if I take the Eishes Shimon, while this lady is a kom Hashem by Shimon, I ki'ilu do a double mitzvah. Till the Chazanish asked that this will be good in a regular case. What would be in a case that Shimon divorced her and remarried her? And now Shimon dies. The second marriage, the Chula, is not already a Hemshech of the Eishes HaMeis. Maybe yes, because Nasi Ki'ishta. Although then it's ready. If he took her, so he took her, when I come, I'm going back to take that Ishta. But that is also a very shver way to understand. So again, laugh. Let me, I just want to be mindful of the dvorim, because again, our question is: Evi Reuven Shimon veLevi behoyo ba'ilomoi no erve Reuven dies Shimon does yibum Shimon dies Levi does yibum. And the question is: Frank the world, how Levi does yibum? What happened to the Ishesach from Reuven? Lechura and that I don't have a mitzvah to do yibum. So what is matter to me to do yibum to the Isur Ishesach? So we said, but if the Ishesach disappeared, it'll be good, but we don't think that the Ishesach disappeared. It's only disappeared till the Yibum, but when Shimon does Yibum, clapping everyone else, the Ishesach is back. We said, if the gather is, Shlishi Mikach Sheini Yubo, my name becomes Shimon, and what was Mutu to Shimon is Mutu to me, okay? But we're leaving it to Daf Chof. So the third answer is, I'm keilu doing yibum and eishes ruven as well. But I said it's a big chiddush. I'm doing yibum. If I take the second one, I'm not doing yibum. I want to be if it was megarshen and machziro. So we will not go with that derech. So the vial we're holding in the kasha, why when Reuven dies and Shimon does yibum and Shimon dies, Levi is allowed to take that wife? What happened to that eshesach? And the answer that we will go with is, we'll call the answer that we are choylik and the kasha. That's inishkin kasha. Yibum is mutar be isurei shesach. Be mokim yibum is no isurei shesach. Not dafka dat eshesach that needs the yibum. Eshesach was not nemar be mokim yibum. Or in a tiferet nusach, the eshesach from yibum is matir kol isurei shesach. Isurei shesach is not oimed b'mokim yibu. Lav dafka if that eshesach means yibu. Eshesach, like we said in the first year, was not nesach b'mokim yibu. So even if I have a mitzvah yibu, machmas shimen, I'm allowed to be oimed the isur eshesach machmas ruven. Other b'esed eichelosese, but the nusach, and we said, but that's Rashi, that Eshesach was not Nehmar b'mokim yibu. B'meile, not only that Eshesach that needs to be misyabem, Isur Eshesach, but Hashem, I'll explain it. Hashem wants to give a mitzvah yibu. But Eshesach, so that Avei was not said b'mokim mitzvah yibu. So Eshesach was not said b'mokim mitzvah yibu. No mitzvah yibu now. Reuven doesn't have a mitzvah yibum, but Eshesach was not said. So I'm doing mitzvah yibum only to Shimon's wife. I am the Isur from Reuven. That Aveire, I close my eyes. Don't tell me about Aveire is Eshesach. You tell me Shabbos, yeah.
Wife
that had a kid? What? Wait. Well, yes. I'm a minute. You're right. But that is the Yisoy. That is the Yisoy, and this is the way we are learning. If to say that Mamish till the Chof will not fix it a little bit, it's done a little bit. But this is the Yisoy. Also, this is the Alibis Yesoid of Rav Nochem and Yevomes that we will be going the whole time with this Yesoid. Yeah, we'll be going the whole time with this Yesoid. Aber azay, the kasha comes miyat. So why, Beish Sochiv Shaloi Hoya Boilom, I can't marry her. Reuven dies. Shimon is born. Levi is not born. Then Levi is born. Now Shimon does Yibum. Shimon dies. Stayed in the Mishneh. Levi can't take this lady. Why? It's Eshesach. So what if it's Eshesach? Aber b'mokim Yibum is no Yisur Eshesach. See, the Nusach would be like the Chazanish. When I do Yibum, I do Yibum for Reuven as well. Here, Shalai Abay Lomay, I can do Yibum for Reuven as well. But if the Nusach is that was not Nehemar, could be even the Shlishi Mokim, but take our Nusach. Our Nusach is very sure. For the Chazanish, it's not sure. Because I can't do Yibum to that Eshesach. But if we don't say the Nusach of the Chazanish, we go with the Nusach of Reb Nochem, the Nusach that we're learning by Pashtus, that was never Nesar B'mokim Yibum. So Lechura, we understand why Reuven Shima the Levi, Reuven dies, Shima dies, and Shima does Yibum, and Shima dies, Levi could do Yibum, because Eshesach was not Nehemar. So Mach Padi, that Levi was Shalom Boilomi with Reuven. Oh, but Reuven dies, Shima made Yibum, Levi is born, now Shima dies, Zok Levi, and Eshes Shima and I have Yibum? Yes. I is Eshesach from Reuven, Loch Padli. The Mokim Yibum was no Yisur Eshesach. This is the Kash. Gloria, that's the Kash. The Teretz is Rashi came to answer this question, and Rashi is saying a big yesod. What Eshesach was not Nesar b'mokim yibum? Eshesach that is in the parsha from yibum. Eshesach that is not in the parsha from yibum was not mutar b'mokim yibum. I will explain. That Eishes Achdor is a Yachdor was not Nesach, even if I don't have a mitzvah. Ruven died, Shimon made Yibum, now Shimon dies, there's no mitzvah to me having Eishes Ruven. But Eishes Ruven is Eishes Achdor is in the Parsha. While it's Eishes Achdor is in the Parsha, it was not Nesach b'mokim Yibum, even if the mitzvah Yibum doesn't belong to Ruven. The mitzvah Yibum is an Eishes Shimon. But she'engen, that I was not with him together at the same time, that is we spaltzach the ishesach. It's two ishesach. It's ach shehoya boi lomoy and it's ishesach shehoya boi lomoy. The ishesach shehoya boi lomoy was not nesa b'mokim yibum. The ishesach shehoya boi lomoy is nesa b'mokim yibum. But maybe I can't marry it. That we'll explain it. This is the vote. This is what Rashi means. Hilkach, mishum esruven nesro aleini isroilo, keishes ach sheyesh loy bonim. What Rashi means to bring in this example, like keishes ach sheyesh loy bonim is not in the parsha of Yibum. Zok Rashi, this keishes ach is also not in the parsha of Yibum. Nesro oilomis, he will never be. Every regular keishes ach is in the parsha. Sometimes you do the Yibum, sometimes you don't do the Yibum. But this Eishesach is a Eishesach that was Nesar Oilomis. Ke Eishesach sheyesh loy bonim. This is what Rashi wants to say in this example. It's a Eishesach from the andere parsha. Here we don't have the Heter. No? We'll go one more step to explain it. We have a case of Eishesach Mi'imoy, that my brother died and the Eishes Ach min Ahav took her and now he's dead and I want to do Yibum. Why I can't do Yibum? Because she's Eishes Ach min Ahav. Because she's Eishes Ach min Ahav, I can't do Yibum. Right, the first Rashi in Amud Aleph. I will ask you a kasha. Why I can't do Yibum? Because she's a Erve. What is the Erve? Eishes Ach. We said b'mokim yibum, I don't care about isur eshesach. B'mokim yibum, I don't care about isur eshesach. So if I don't care about isur eshesach b'mokim yibum, so I'm asking you on the Rashi in Amud Aleph, eshesachim mi'imoy. Died, my eshesach min ha'av married her. Dead. I can't do yibum because she's ach min ha'im. But eshesach min ha'im is a different color. When my brother dies, and he's a brother from the father and the mother, I could do Yibum? Yes. So Yibum could be done in Eishesach. This one is a half Eishesach Minayim, now she's married Eishesach Minah. So if we said that I have to do Yibum for the first marriage, like the Chazanish, it's not a kasha. But if we said, Ruben Shem and Levi, I marry Eishes Shimon, even though the Eishesach Min Ruben, and there's no mitzvah, because the Mokim Yibum is, I don't care about the Surah Eishesach. So why Eishesach Minayim, I can't do Yibum? What is the answer? Why I can't do Yibum? Eishes Ach Minayim, my brother died. Eishes Ach Minayim marries her. He's dead. Why I can't do Yibum? Why Reuven Shimon Levi? Levi does Yibum to Eishes Shimon. I Eishes Ach Reuven, and it's not mitzvah Yibum. We said. So why I'm allowed to? We said Mokim Yibum. I don't care about the Sura Eishes Ach. So why Eishes Ach Minayim is different? Let's see, what is the answer? Why is Yisach Minayim is different? What? So what if she's not in the parasha of Yibum? So that is a kind of Yisach that will never have a heter. Zog Reb Nochem, this is what Rashi meant in Amud Aleph. Go back to Amud Aleph. Ve'asur aloy elomis. Rashi means the answer. Why this Yisach will never have a heter le'Yibum? Because she's not in the parasha. She's a Eishesach that is not in the parsha. While she's a Eishesach that is not in the parsha, the Melech she will never have a heter. So this is what Rashi meant in the Oilomis, and this is what Rashi meant Hilkach Asur Aloi LaOilom KeEishesach SheYesh LaBonim. So again, first to be Maimid and to understand the Zach. So we're learning again that Reuven, Shimon, Levi, when Ebon, Hebe, Lomen, is no Erves, Levi, Kameyabem, is a Shimon that was married to Reuven, even that he doesn't have a mitzvah Yibum an Eishes Ruven, and we're not saying that Eishes Ar disappear, we're not saying Shini Mikoyach Shlishi, and we're not saying that he's Meyabim, that Eishes of Ruven. So what is the answer? Vemokim Yibum, I don't care about Isur Eishes Ar. So the Chalei said, we're going to the second Usa, Vemokim Yibum, Isur Eishes Ar was not said. So why is Shabbai Lomai I can't marry? Why is Eishes Ar Minayim I can't marry? Zot Reb Nochem, these are different kinds of Eishes Ar. This is a different material, it's a different kind of Eishesach. That Eishesach is not in the parsha. Well, in a second, but first, to get it. The Etzem Adobo. To make it a little bit clearer and to understand it, I'll say a little Isofer. I don't know how much it's important, this Isofer, but I think it will make it easier to understand. We have in the Mishnah, Chameshes Anoshim Poitres Tzorosei. Tesis, the first Tesis in Yevomis, we'll see him tomorrow, asks us a kasha. Why it says Chameshes Anoshim, ladies? Why it doesn't say Chameshes Arayas? Why does it say Chameshes Woman, Chameshes Anoshim? Why? Say 15 arayas. As I freak this. I'm a reader, I'm not going to make it arayas. Can I tell him to say? Freak the blazer Moshe Horowitz in the back of the Gemara. I can write 15 arayas. Count the Mishnah, it's no 15, it's only 14. Why? It's 15 ladies in the Mishnah. But one of them is a Shesach Minayim, and one of them is a Shesachim Shalai Bailomoy. It's the same array, it's the Eishesach. Eishesach Shlomo Elomo is not new parsha. It's Eishesach on a mitzvah sibu. So you could write 15 ladies, but you can't write 15 arayas. This is the kasha of Reza Moshe Horowitz from the Tesis. Zog Rav Nochem, if you would, I said, no, it's 15 arayas. It's Eishesach she'en leibonim, parsha sibum, and it's Eishesach that is out of the parsha. One of them because it's not Yachdov, and one of them because it's Eishesach Minayim, that is not in the parsha. It's different arayas liyibu. But how do we say now, everything is arayas. Sometimes you have a mitzvah, sometimes you don't have a mitzvah. We're trying to explain now, yibum was not nemar b'bokim ishesach she'en libonim. I'm sorry, ishesach was not said b'mokim yibum. Ishesach she'en libonim was not said b'mokim yibum. But ishesachim she'en libonim was said alamot. Eishesach Minayim was said Alamon. So you're right, Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Einach, and Ami Levi is only doing Yibum. For what? For Eishes Shimon. He's not doing Yibum for Eishes Reuven. But the Isur Eishesach doesn't stare. But Shaloi Bo Ilomoi, Nesro Ilomis. He's out of the parsha. Eishesach Minayim, Nesro Ilomis. He's out of the parsha. This is the Glatkeit. The way Reb Nochem, you see the Chiddush of Reb Nochem, the way Reb Nochem is trying to learn the sugyas. I just want to have the tzus of the Shmais. We have a third Rashi of the Mishnah. Look at the Mishnah. Dibur Amasril Keshem Shetzoras Bito Ipturo. Later, the second half of the Mishnah. Look at Rashi on Mudbeis, Kishem Shetzoras Bito Ipturo. What is the case? My brother was married to my daughter, my brother is dead, so I can't do Yibum to my daughter, and I can't do Yibum to the Tzor. Now, my other brother married the Tzor, and he dies, so the Tzor is Potul, and the other one is Potul. Again, my brother marries my daughter. And my brother dies, I don't do Yibum to my daughter, and I don't do Yibum to the second wife. But the third brother is allowed to marry the second wife. So the third brother married the second wife. Now the third brother died. I'm allowed to marry that lady or not? So I said, I'm allowed to marry or not? Well, I'm allowed to marry so I said, no. I'm allowed to marry so I said, why not? So what? But I'll be scared. Why am I not allowed to marry her? These are without the skills. Why am I not allowed to marry her? Why am I not allowed to marry the Philistine? Again, my brother is married to my daughter. He has another wife. My brother dies. I'm allowed to do Yibum? No. My older brother married a tzora. Now he dies. I'm allowed to marry the tzora? Why not? So say the words. What aveira it is? What? But abuskelot. What is that aveira? What? Second tefillah is not a tzora now. Again, Reuven Shimon Levi. Reuven's daughter is married to Shimon. Reuven's daughter is married to Shimon. Shimon dies. Reuven cannot marry his daughter and not the second wife. Levi does Yibum to the second wife. Levi dies. Reuven could marry that second lady? Why not? She was a Torah celibate. So what? It was a mitzvah Yibum. What is stopping it now? What is that avera to marry? Give her a name. Give her a name. Eshazach.
Right?
But we send the Mokim Yibum. Is it Yisrael to, you're allowed to over Eshazach? The Mokim Yibum, you're allowed to.
So why are you getting married here now? Snil, why are you getting married? But Yibum is not Yisrael Eshazach.
What?
What else?
Reuven, Shimon, Levi. Reuven's daughter is married to Shimon. He has two wives, my daughter and the second one. Shimon dies, Reuven cannot marry the daughter and not the second one. Levi goes and marries the second one. Levi is dead. Why Reuven can't marry now that Elvin? That Tzoras Elvin. She's a Tzoras Elvin. So what if she's a Tzoras Elvin? She's a Tzoras Elvin by Shimon. But by Levi, she's his wife. Why he can't marry her? We don't have Biskirov. Why are you not allowed to marry her? What is that mean? It's just Achim Shimon. But now I have a mitzvah yibum. Yibum is doicha yisurei shesach. So look at Rashi dibur amasril keshem shetzoras bitoy pturo. Shenesro alo mishas nefilas ochi barishoin. Shenoflo im bitoy upotro bitoy ameno. Vareyi olof kei shesach sheyesh leim bonim. Vasur aloi oilomis. Again the same words of Rashi. That shesach becomes... So now we have to say a bigger chiddush. Till now we said Shaloi Ba'ilomoi is out. Eshesach Minayim is out. Now we have another one that we're taking her out. And so Ras Erva, her Eshesach is Mufka from the Parsha as well. It's a Moshel. She doesn't have kids, it's a Moshel. Yeah?
Why
does
it say only kids with kids?
That's a good one. So, Eishasach Shlobonim is the example of Eishasach that is Mufka from the Parsha. Eishasach Minayim is also an example that is Mufka from the Parsha. And now we have a third Eishasach. Again, the way we're learning that Yibum is Doicha Ebi Yisur Eishasach. We don't want to say Biskerov that the shame Elvis pays. Rashi Vaisnes did not want to say that. Rashi explained why I'm not allowed to make Yibum now. Why I'm not allowed to do Yibum now? Zot Rashi, the reason I can't do Yibum now is she's a Eishesach from Shimon, and there I don't have a heter, right? But now I have a mitzvah of Levi. I have a mitzvah of Levi. The Teretz says, "Vay she was Eishesach sheyesh lo ibonim. Eishesach sheyesh lo ibonim is also forever." I could have said, "I understand shelo ibonimah is a different Eishesach. Eishesach minayim is a different Eishesach." Here lecheure, I'm saying lecheure, we're going up a step. There is another kind of eishesach that is mufka from the parsha. Eishesach that is a tzoras erve. It's the longest I would say, not a regular eishesach. Something from the side is sitting in it. Rashi is saying it's also mufta kedike eishesach. That we didn't even start. This is the tzusa de shmeise, the way Reb Nochem wants to be maimi the sugi. I want to go to the next step. Rebbe Elchanan Wasserman and Koyevet Zeoretz, Choshev Sefer and the whole Masech de Yevonetz, this agrees with everything what we said. And he has the Kasha. We're going back to Kasha number one. If Mitzvah Yibum is matter to marry Eishes Reuven in the case of Reuven and Shimon Velevi, so why mitzvah yibum is not matir beishaloyhoya ba'ilomoy to marry Eishes Reuven? If we say that I'm not mekayim mitzvah yibum and Eishes Reuven, We're not saying Sheni Mikoach Shlishi. We're not saying that Eishesach disappear. We're not saying that it's a Yibum and that Eishesach. No mitzvah Yibum is Matir Yisur Eishesach. So why you can't do Yibum now? Why Bitzoras Elbe you can't do Yibum now? But not the Biskirot, yeah? And why Eishesach Minaim you can't do Yibum now? I have a mitzvah Yibum. And if you tell me that Mitzvah Yibum needs to take care of that specific Eishesach, so every Reuven, Shimon, Levi, you can't do Yibum because you have a problem from Reuven. No, the answer is, I don't care. If I don't care, so why B'Shalahel B'Elomoy, why here, and why B'Eishesach Minayim, I can't do Yibum. This is what is bothering Reb Elchanan and Koivetz Ha'ores, Simen Aleph Ois Beis. And Reb Elchanan answers, that is a new yesod. That yesod is called Neso. It's a yesod that is called Neso. Kevon shenes rosho achas, nes ro ilomis. We'll start with the case of Shenehev ro ilomo and Tzoraseu. It's a yesod in Yevomis, that a Yevomo that was skuko le yibu, and she was also to do yibu, Kevon shenes rosho achas, nes ro ilomis. A new yesod. And this what Rashi means, Nesro. There's a yesod that is called Nesro. Where is this yesod that is called Nesro? There's a Gemara in the Flamed Amud Aleph. I will say the Gemara Baal Peh. It's a Gemara we have to see inside later. There's a Gemara in the Flamed Amud Aleph. Two brothers are married two sisters. Reuven and Shimon, and then we have Levi. Levi and Levi. Reuven dies. Shimon cannot do Yibum. Achos Isha. But Levi could do Yibum, right? Two minutes later, the wife of Shimon is dead. Shimon could do Yibum now or not? She's not a elf anymore. Again, Reuven and Shimon are married two sisters. And also Levi is there. Reuven dies, Shimon can't do Yibum. A second later, Shimon's wife died. Not Shimon, Shimon is alive. But this lady is not Achos Isha anymore. Shimon could do Yibum or not? Zog the Gemara in the Flamed, Kevon shenes rosho achas, nes ro ilomis. Second case, the Gemara says. Reuven, Shimon, Levi. Reuven dies, Shimon can't do Yibum, right? So Levi did Yibum. 5 minutes after Levi did Yibum, Shimon's wife is dead. Okay? Levi did it already. Now Levi dies. Shimon could do Yibum? She's not a Elbe anymore. She's not a Elbe, she's a regular lady. Kevon shenes rosho achas, nes ro ilomis. This is the Gemara in Daf Lamed Amud Aleph. See the Flamed, open the Flamed Amud Aleph. We'll learn this more a lot of times. But look, Lamed Amud Aleph. It's a lot of Mishnayos there. In the middle of the Amud. Omar Rab, Yudah Omar Rab, Kol Yevomo Shem, Ani Koyer Evo Bishas Nevilo, Yevomo Yovo Leo, Reike, Shesashi, Ashleboni, Vasuro. Maiko Mav, Tanina, Areza Asuro Elomis, Oyev Shoachas. שני אחים נשואים שני אחים, מסכר זה אחר כך מסיישתי של שני, הרי זה אסור האילומס. This is the din of Nesu. So Reb Elchanan wants to offer that the pshat, why should I hear about Ilomo, you cannot do Yibum, is because Nesu. Why? So as Bito I ben Efilo Shmiya is also Nesu. Nesro. Kevon shenesro shoachas, nesro ilomis. This is what Reb Elchanan wants to learn pshat. Okay? He says, Rashi says nesro. And the emes is, And the Tesamud Beis, the first Rashi there, Kimat says Lehedya like Rebel Chono. That why Shaloi Hoyo Bar Lomoi, you can't do Yibu? Rashi says, it's third line from the top, Hoy Venes Olav Shoa Achas, she becomes us, Mashma like Rebel Chono. Before what to shlug Rebel Chol, I want to explain why. Before the kashas belong this, why we did not want to learn like Rebel Chol. First, the mir diyukim. Reb Nochem Taines, Rashi said Nesro of Shoachas Nesro Elomis. Rashi said Nesro Elomis, but the words of Shoachas Chutz al Rashi Daftes Mudbeis. Rashi said the words of Nesro. Rashi said the words of Nesra. What? Rashi never said them. Al. Beis, it's a whole sugi and the flamet. Yo Nesra, Nish Nesra. If you're telling me there is no way to learn Yevamos without Nesra, so the first Mishnah is Nesra. The flamet. Omar Rav, Yudah Omar Rav, Kol Yevamos Shein, Ani Koyin, Rav, Shas, Nefilo, Nesra. And the Gemara says, Tanina, Loi Tanina. You're telling me now, Rebel Cholon, that you can learn the first Mishnah in Yevamos without Yesaidus of Nesro. It's not a sugya in the flamen. If Nesro is the aleph base to learn Yevamos, and we need to know Nesro to understand the sugya here, so it's not a sugya in the flamen. It's mashma that it's a sugya in the flamen. When you start Rebel Cholon, it's like a Pele, you know, if you learn Rebel Chonon without hearing the Shir, you start. This is Rebel Chomim. But like this Rebel Chomim starts. Pirish Rashi, then it's Nesro. You don't have to learn the whole Chomim. The first two lines. Now, the problem is that for Nesro, she has to be a shtickel in the bayis. We could say, she's in the Parsha. That's all I said, but she's in the Parsha, but she's Nesro. And she's Achminaim was never in the Parsha Bichlal. So dear to learn like Rebel Chonon, we will have to learn different. This is the reason Rebel Chonon Taki didn't bring that Rashi. He bought the two Rashis in Amud Beis. He didn't bring the Rashi in Amud Al. But we, the Vaal, we're not going like Rebel Chonon that it's Mitzad Nesro. And we're saying much more Poshut. Yibu was Mati Risu Reishesach. Aber welch Reishesach? Reishesach she'en Reibonim. It's not in the parsha that is mutar. Vemeila shloi boi lomoi is not in the parsha. Eishesach min ha'im is not in the parsha. Tzora serve is not in the parsha. Till here it's glad. Now, what we said, shloi boi lomoi, everyone understood when I said it's a different Eishesach. When I spoke of Eishesach min ha'im, everyone understood, right? And when we spoke at Tzora Selve, also everyone in the end was masking that there also it's like Yesh Lebonim. And I said, there it's a little bit. You could have said no. The Dir Be'etzem, the Yishesach is not a Mufkadik Yishesach. It's not a Mufkadik Yishesach. But Rashi says no, also there it's a Mufkadik Yishesach. Now, what we have to explain yet is, so why in the Sugi of Nesro we have to come to Nesro? Why we can't say dear the same hesbah we say now? When my sister died, the wife of Shimon dies, he can, and now Levi dies, he can't do Yibum. Reuben, Shimon, Levi. Reuben, Shimon married two sisters, Reuben dies, Levi does Yibum, and then the wife of Shimon dies, and now Levi dies. We can't do Yibum because Nesra. Why we have to come to Nesra? say he can't do Yibum because Eishes Reuven is a Erven. It's a Mufkadik Eishes Ach. So this we will have to explain it. By the way, I have to leave it later, but Be'ez Hashem, I want tomorrow to have to finish the habit Tzusa de Shmaise. We'll stop it.
We'll have to.